This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today. Hello, hello. What's up, everyone? Billy Carson here, a.k.a. Forbidden Knowledge. Let me go check out this live chat right now. What's up, John Thibodeau, Alyssa, Mommy of Five, Tim Taylor, Marla Mitchell, Marissa, and everyone else who has joined us. We're going to have a great night tonight. I see Dr. B is already on there. I'm going to bring Dr. B up in a second. We're going to have a great talk tonight about how to tap into your God power. And it's a prequel to the Blueprint for God Power Part 2. All right. So thank you, Judy Levasseur, for the donation that you sent in earlier before we even went live. I much appreciate it. Appreciate it so much. Thank you. Today's going to be a great talk, guys. I'm going to bring Dr. B up live on the stage. What's up, Dr. B?
Hey, my brother. Welcome back, man.
Thank you, man. Oh, man. It's been a minute, man. You know, we usually communicate quite a bit, you know, throughout the week. But this whole month, I've just been disconnected because of being out there in Africa and being in the Sahara Desert, you know, and just the communication capability was lacking. And then when I got back after being gone for almost the whole month, wow, the amount of backed up emails and work and everything else and paperwork and contracts, a little overwhelming, man. But I'm finally getting my grip back. My feet are finally getting back in front of me. And underneath me, I should say, and getting back in sync here, man. Good to have you back, man. Good to see you again after so much time.
And it's good to see you too, man. And I can tell the look in your eyes, man, something's happened. I can tell you've had some experience. You know, I was talking to Brother Rich and I said, can you imagine what he's about to come back with?
Oh,
he's
man.
He's over there. Because I could tell when you were talking, even when you were communicating on IG and doing the lives, there was something different about you.
Yeah.
And I was telling you at one of those points, I was telling Rich, I said, you know, I think I saw Billy. He was talking, but he also seemed like he was up on top of one of those pyramids. I think he's having some sort of multidimensional experience. But I could tell in your eyes, man, something's happened. Yeah. And I'm really glad that, you know, you're going to be delivering some of that energy and bringing some of that energy to the God Power experience this weekend.
So oh, yeah, back, for
man.
Sure.
Good to see you, man.
Thank you, man. So good to be back. So good to be back in America. Good to be back in a first world country. great experience. Like, you know, the thing about Egypt, that place is on a gigantic magnetic vortex, right? So if you go to usgs.gov and download the magnetic field of the earth, right where Egypt is located, one of the largest electromagnetic fields is whipping out of the earth in that location. And the energy there is palpable. You can actually feel the energy. Now, what's incredible about the energy there, depending on your state of mind, depending on your emotional state and your frequency that you're operating in at the time that you're in that area, in that region, that field will magnify whatever your emotions are. You will begin to emote at a higher level that feeling. If it's anger, you become more angry. If it's anxiety, you become more anxious. If it's happiness and joy, if you become more happy and more joyful. It just really, whatever the emotion is, even if you're just inquisitive or researching or into or really super focused on, hyper-focused on what you're trying to find there, you become more focused on that. It really magnifies. And we've witnessed this now many times. We just took 130 people on a VIP private tour of Egypt. And I got to get and witness this firsthand, not only with them, but also even with myself. It's incredible how this place really has a capability of magnifying your deepest internal intentions and your emotions. It just, man, it just blows it up. So it's like people need to go to this place because it will expose your inner deepest secrets, and it will create a mirror of you and let you see who you really are and what you need to work on.
And, you know, I find it interesting that you chose October, which is the theta state. That's eight. You see, when we're on the bridge, that whole eight vibration, man, you know what I'm saying? And I've been talking a lot about that theta state, what eight is all about and how it's the harvest. It's all about the harvest. And who, you know, who's, are you going to be harvested or are you going to harvest? You know, and, you know, I was just looking at a bunch of things as I've had a, man, an epiphany, something has hit. I have uncovered something that I don't know who else is seeing this, but we're having an experience happen. Everybody's having it at the same time. And you being over there at this time, when this, what I call a DNA mutation is happening.
Yeah.
Gotta be totally different than any other time you went. And this is the longest time you went, right? This is the longest.
I've never stayed in Egypt this long ever. It's my fifth time there. The largest tour that we've ever done, you know, 130 souls. And going and entering these sacred sites multiple times with two different groups that we took, it just really does something to you. You know, it really, you begin to see, I began to see things from a whole nother perspective. I began to understand things from a whole nother perspective. It's almost as if I completely had a real-time astral projection while I was there watching myself, learning from myself, dealing with myself, and also the people at the same time. It's just a mind-blowing experience, man. It's just one of those things that, like you say, I came back with some stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be mind-blowing what I'm going to bring to the people. I'm really excited about it, but only for those who are ready. Some of this information is really only for the people willing to make, you know, commit to becoming an adept initiate.
And, you know, it's beautiful because I was having an experience while you were having an experience. And, you know, we're connected. You know, I was over here. You know what I'm saying? And I was feeling a whole vortex of energy right here. And it was a couple times you were on speaking. I couldn't watch you. I said, man, am I feeling this? And I had to check because I do this muscle testing in kinesiology.
Right.
To see if what I'm feeling is exogenous or endogenous. Is this feeling, this thing happening in me, or is it coming from outside? Every time I did the muscle testing, it would be like, it's coming from outside. So I would go through a list of names and things, and it would be Billy. Billy. I'm like, man, I'm tapped into this brother on some other level. Yeah. Even though I'm not there, I am. Because how could we not all be one anyway? And we're all connected. So if you're having an experience, I'm having an experience. Everybody's having an experience at the same time. It's just different, you know, it's like multiplicity. It's like different dimensions, different feelings, different rays of light coming to everybody. So I would just like, you know, to thank you for what you're doing and what you're bringing back at this time, because you're the only one. You and Elizabeth are the only ones that are doing this, what you guys are doing right now.
Yeah.
This particular point, as we go into this huge shift on the planet, and in the universe. So I am like really pumped up, and this God power thing is blowing my mind, because You know, I'm still on the intro. You know, I haven't even finished the intro of God Power.
Whew.
The intro, so bro. I broke down last night and cried.
Wow.
Ooh. When I actually discovered something that it may have already been there, but I saw it.
I got goosebumps. Wow.
About an epiphany, something that's happening in our DNA right now. And I know why Dick Gregory told me the things that he told me to be prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, there's going to be a major shift. And I figured it was, well, you know, what happened in the last couple of years. No, that was preparing us. That was the sparring partner to see if you could get through that and come through that illusion, delusion, or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
To get here now because, man, there's a mutation going on. And I don't know if anybody, you know, really has looked at it this way. This mutation, you know, sometimes you hear about mutations, it's always bad. You see the movies. Person is a mutant and it's bad. You know, they probably turned you off from your own stuff by scaring you about what is something that, you know, we have to go through changes. We have to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that's constant is change.
Yeah.
And we have to mutate or we have to change and we have to go through that, you know, the alchemy to get to this next level that we're actually at right now.
Yeah.
So you go into the pyramids being there at the vortex.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming back and being willing and ready to share that in the God Power event. I mean, I'm pumped.
Yeah,
I was telling Brother Richard, said, I can't find him, man. We can't talk to him. I said, he's probably down in one of those, you know, 100-meter, you know, deep caves or openings and doorways, man. You can't.
Shabs.
No, man, I'm telling you, man. I said, bro, can you imagine that Billy Carson that left is not coming back? The new Billy Carson, after he's been charged at the Giza Plateau, he'll say he's coming back just in time for God Power 2?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, come on. I don't think we could arrange this in October.
Listen. And I went in October because it's the 8th. And who is the god of the 8th? Thoth, the Atlantean priest king who ruled over the land of Kemet, which is where I was for this whole month. And even his eight is embedded into everything, every temple, every construction, right? All the dimensions of the Great Pyramid, the dimensions of the Great Sphinx. And you follow his work all the way across into Mesoamerica, which is now Mexico, where he built Teotihuacan, which translates into the city of Tehuti, which is who he's known as also in Africa, Tehuti, Jehuti, and Thoth. So the city of Tehuti or Teotihuacan, he built the Pyramid of the Moon for his wife, Mayotte, and he built it as 8 pyramids stacked on top of each other. That's what the Pyramid of the Moon is. It's 8 pyramids. When they scanned it, it's 8 pyramids stacked on top of each other over there, which I've climbed to the top of that pyramid before. I've got pictures of me standing at the top level. But yeah, just October was a, you know, it's a crucial month. It's an incredible number because 8 is a powerful number in the animal tablets. It's a powerful number in esoteric wisdom and spirituality. And this timing with this vortex that's there, the heightened level of that vortex, because these magnetic vortices, they swirl around the planet and the Earth. They're super massive, and they protect our DNA from supercharged particles that can rip it apart. But they also let in particles that can pass through, like muons and gluons and all these other particles that can get in and still go right into the DNA and actually energize and affect it in different ways, like help to begin to reprogram us. So this magnetic field is so powerful and so strong. But at the same time, it's whipping through that area in October. I'm standing around 2,000 ton solid magnetized crystal granite stone boxes and carvings and statues. And so if a box is 1,000 tons of magnetized crystal granite, that means 400 tons is pure quartz crystal. And that energy that's coming off that one thing is supercharged. And that energy is entering and penetrating every single cell in your body. And so, and then imagine staying in that for an entire month and being around these things for countless hours per day and getting that energy. Now, what do crystals do? Crystals are living, sentient living beings. They store information. They store knowledge. They transmit information. They transmit knowledge. They can even replicate and duplicate themselves like human beings. right? And they have energy. We know this because a lighter, when you flick a lighter, like a Bic lighter, the crystal that's inside of there, when it's put pressure on, is put on it, it sparks, and that spark ignites the fuel. That's how you get the flame, right? And so these things have energy in them. And so being around this with all these crystals communicating back and forth with each other, with all this ancient wisdom and knowledge that's been encoded into them, and that knowledge, now we know DNA is like a Wi-Fi system that can download wireless information, is just downloading all this information into the body. And man, it's an incredible thing. So I'm looking forward to the Blueprint for God Power Part 2. For those of you who are on the live chat right now, if you don't know, we did Blueprint for God Power Part 1, and it was a record-breaking workshop. It was 11 hours. Now we're doing a 12-hour workshop this Sunday. It's going to be 12 hours. Dr. B Series and myself, Billy Carson, we're going to give you 12 hours, Part 2 of the Blueprint for God Power. I'm dropping the link in the live chat right now. Make sure you click that link and make sure you register ASAP. I know that a few people had some issues over the last couple of weeks with the Eventbrite link. So we got a new link for you to register on. Eventbrite's having some kind of competition against, or some kind of beef against Apple, because Apple wants 30% of the ticket sales. So they want to scalp the tickets and they want to eat. So it's like the mafia, I guess. So we're moving away from Eventbrite, even though if your Eventbrite link will still work. We didn't cancel Eventbrite. So if you sign up on Eventbrite, that's great. We have an alternative link to sign up on so that everyone can make sure that they get access to the Blueprint for God Power Part 2. And if you had tickets already on Eventbrite, you still have the link coming to your email. You still have everything in full access, just like you will on this link. We just want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to participate in this paradigm shifting workshop that we have coming up. And Dr. B, you heard what he said. He said the intro broke him down. The intro, you know, had him coming to tears. And I felt that, man. I got goosebumps when you said that. And it's the same thing over here. The knowledge that we're going to share with you is so deep and so esoteric and alchemical that it makes me even sit back sometime and gasp when I say, this is actually coming out of me. Like this, this information is actually coming. I'm just a vessel and it's coming right through. So it's going to be a paradigm shifting workshop, 12 hours coming up on Sunday. It was going to start at 11 a.m. but Eastern, but it's going to start now at 10 a.m. Eastern. Okay, so we corrected the time, 10 a.m. Eastern to 7 p.m. So make sure you're there at 10 a.m. Eastern. And we're going to send multiple emails out. And by the way, before I get Dr. B talking again, I saw a lot of people asking about the seven sacred prayers. So if you saw that in the chat, we're giving away these seven sacred prayers that were done by Dr. B Sirius, me, and several other were considered to be thought leaders in the community. And these prayers are available to you immediately before the workshop even begins. And so that it's a video link. Now, if you haven't gotten it yet, don't worry. That email goes out every 48 hours or so. You'll get a copy of them. We're just, you know, you probably ordered or got your ticket in between the last email, but everyone will have the seven sacred prayers. We're also going to fly out three people, all right, after the workshop is over. We're going to pick three random people who bought tickets and fly them out to sit down with Dr. B, me, and Richard Merritt, Black Magic 363, for a day. And we're going to cover the airfare and hotel and the meals, give you guys a chance to sit down. Three lucky individuals are going to be able to sit down and hang out with us and ask questions and talk for a day. So we're giving away a lot. Then we have the music. All right. So Dr. B has been creating his music. I'll let him talk about that. I've got three incredibly tuned 11 tracks, which are operating on the 432 hertz frequency. And you'll be able to play those. And they're going to get you into some incredible transcendental states. Richard Merritt also has some music. These songs that we've created are exclusive for the people who hold tickets to this event. Nobody else will have this music. It won't be on Apple or Spotify or anything else. It's exclusive music curated and created specifically for the Blueprint for God Power Part 2 ticket holders. And Dr. B, tell them a little bit about your music, what you've created.
Well, I went to sleep one night and I just kept hearing A-E-I-O-U, A-E-I-O-U. And I went to sleep with that in my head. And I woke up the next day and I went to the studio and I started playing this riff on the keyboard. And all these sounds started coming. I said, wait a minute, A-E-I-O-U. And those sounds, those sacred sounds, those sacred vowels actually activate different energy centers within you. So this particular piece that I did is called A-E-I-O-U. And just by saying it, singing along with it, by listening to it, it's working on your energy centers to open up those ones that may be blocked. You know, the ones that may be in resistance mode, they begin to help to spin them so that everybody is working in concert. All your different energy centers are working together. Then I Allow came up. And, you know, I Allow has been the theme. That's man. It's I Allow. You know, I got I Allow T-shirts coming. You know what I'm saying? When the I Allow piece hit me, when that was the statement that really would take us into a transcendent state. Just by, you know, because we've been working, we've been trying. And when you say I am, right, that's work. That's root chakra. That's you claiming to be something. I am. I'm a this. I'm a that. Right. It's very root chakra-ish in this. You know what I'm saying? The survival mode. But I Allow is just opening the valve and letting it happen. Like a water tower. You just turn it, open it up and it comes. So it's no work involved.
Yeah.
So if we can allow ourselves to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, allow ourselves, even allowing ourselves to say no. A lot of people will not allow themselves to say no to something that they should not be doing with these particular group of people. You got a gut feeling that said, don't do it. But you feel like you have to. You feel like you have to for some reason, because a lot of people are in, you know, they're in chronic servitude syndrome. Just got to say yes. No, you have to allow yourself to say no, but also allow yourself to say yes. And realize that when you're doing things, you're rubbing the bottle. The body is the bottle, right? That's your genies. That's the genie bottle. Your body is the container that the genes are in. So when you rub the bottle that's on the magic carpet, and that carpet is DNA laying on the side, right?
Yeah. What happens? Right.
The top pops. The top opens, and a vapor comes out. The vapor, right, is possibility. It's the quantum field. And the genie, which is your genes, is asking you, what do you desire? But you said something earlier. You talked about the crystal, because we're crystalline. Our blood is crystalline. You know what I'm saying? You mentioned putting pressure on that crystal. See, that's piezoelectrics. A piezo or a piezoelectric crystal is one that by putting pressure on it, it creates energy or light. Or electricity. We have to put pressure on ourselves, our crystalline selves, to actually light, to actually glow, to glow up. We got caught up in, oh, we're victims of this. And oh my God, look what happened to me. When now we know it's happening for you and from you. The things that we have been through, right, that we're going through, is what masters put themselves to become masters. Let me tell you something. Whenever you get to the top of the mountain, you don't just stop at the top of the mountain. You sit there and say, oh, wow, we made it. Then you start looking at the next highest peak, like the falcon. We've got to be like the falcon and look to the next highest peak and see where we're going. We got to be able to see all the way to the horizon. We've got to see the event on the horizon. The event horizon is something about to happen. But when you are really in your God self, when you are really able to obtain, right, the energy that's happening in the environment without judgment, without all the resistance, without all the words and things that you've created about things and the fear, then all of a sudden you can obtain the highest, you know, levels. And like that falcon, you know, the falcon this is the only thing that can fly above a storm. Above a storm? The fastest animal is that falcon. And isn't that the symbol throughout Kemet, throughout Egypt? The falcon?
That's right. The falcon. Horus. That's where the horoscope comes from.
Wow. That's deep. And, you know, just realizing that we had the wings all the time. We've always had it. We've always had this power. to become co-creators, true co-creators. But you got to put some pressure on yourself. You got to say, I'm a master. And even though I am the great Kung Fu master, I must go out and fight again. Well, why would you go fight? The great dragon is coming and I will fight the dragon. Well, why? He's home eating rice. You know what? Why would you go fight? You are the master. You don't need to leave home. You have 2 children. I must go to stay the master. I must test myself. We don't realize that we who are going through a lot, we put ourselves here, right, to go through this obstacle course to test ourselves, to prove ourselves worthy. You will be under pressure. You got to be ready to go through it because people want it easy now. They just want to open up an app. And do you have a subconscious alignment app? Somebody asked me that the other day. Dr. B, you ought to make a subconscious alignment app. I'm like, if you want everything easy, you just, you know, it's all makeup and fake up. No, some things you got to really do. You know, Billy couldn't just have an app to take you inside the pyramids.
No.
You got to go. You got to be there. You can't explain because it's ineffable what he experienced. What I experienced in the Bermuda Triangle is ineffable. Mm. What I'm experiencing right now, putting together this God power, like I said, I'm only in the intro. I'm not sure what I'm going to do because I'm kind of concerned here. I got a whole bunch of... The intro is blowing me away. When I look at, I'm just looking at what is God power. Mm. The intro is just about what is it. So I go from animism, right? And then I go into polytheism.
Mm.
And I go into monotheism.
Okay.
And then you realize what crystallized imagination really is. And you understand what the divinity code is. It's a state of consciousness. And that state of consciousness, you know, that state of consciousness, when you get to that place, it's deep. I got so many notes, man. But there's a place called a siddhi. A siddhi. This is a Sanskrit word.
Mm-hmm.
A siddhi is a divine realized state of consciousness. When you first deal with the shadow, and the shadow is about blame, and, you know, sometimes it's about anger and hurt and guilt, you know, and, you know, the victim archetype, you got to go in there sometimes because we all have that. Then you get to the genius mode where the genie pops up. Once you get past that, our next level of development is an energetic field opens up and a voltage, a current goes through your DNA and wakes up this ancient part of you, which connects you to everything, this divine state of consciousness. It is the God power.
Yeah.
It only comes on when there's a certain amount of pressure on the crystal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, remember the movie Dark Crystal?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's deep. It's a deep story, it's deep, man. This is a deep, when the crystal is broken, you have opposites.
Yep.
But the sun has got to be in a certain place. The moon has got to be in a certain place for the crystal to be able to be aligned to come back together.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what we are? We're there now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, we're here, man. Right now, even in this month, it's crazy that that is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm so excited. I have never felt like this in my life. I'm so thankful to be here.
Yeah.
And grateful to you and everything that's happening right now. It's right on time. And I would like to invite everybody to be here with us. It's not a me. You see, the whole thing about the strongest will survive, they had it off. They had it wrong. This whole Darwin thing, the strongest will survive. No. The strongest are the ones that come together in groups, in tribes, like the bees, like the ants. It's we. That's when you thrive. Because it's just not about survival, because the strongest will survive. You just want to live in survival? We're moving to a different place, and there's a gene that I'm going to talk about in God power that's coming online right now that is setting up us up for success, but only certain people are going to get it. You have to be ready to get in this place and be in this place and go into your inner sanctum where the gifts have always been. That's your God power.
Right. And that's going to be so powerful because, you know, genes get activated. You can have like a body with no illness, like no cancer, no diabetes, no multiple sclerosis, and something traumatic can happen to you that will turn the gene for one of those diseases on. And then all of a sudden, you've got the disease. They've experimented where they can use the genetics to turn the gene off. And when they go back in and study and research it, they discover that that disease goes into remission. And so it shows just in a very small way, almost as a metaphor, that activating and deactivating these genes at different times can create different situations in your life, different realities, so to speak. And if you're in the right place at the right time in this quantum field and the way that things are flowing, the way these cosmic rays are coming from the event horizon that Dr. B just talked about earlier, and that event horizon is the ring, the outer ring at the edge of the supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. Those charged particles are streaming directly at us because we're in perfect alignment at this moment with the galactic equator that's transmitting from the event horizon. And that energy is reactivating specific genes in people that are ready and willing, that allow themselves to become awakened and receive a higher level of knowledge and consciousness. But it is about you being in the right place at the right time up here. And then once that information comes in, at the same time that those charged particles are coming in, now you have an opportunity for a specific type of paradigm shifting awakening. And that's what's going to happen this Sunday. People are going to come out of that completely changed for the rest of their lives. Not only them, but even the people that they interact with, like their friends and family members and anyone else that's willing to listen or maybe even participate and have a watch party to hear what's being said in this God Power Part 2. It's a really an amazing time right now. What's interesting about that event horizon, initially, Stephen Hawking, the quantum physicist, theoretical physicist, he wrote an incredible scientific paper, a peer-reviewed paper about black holes. And in this paper, he thought initially that black holes were eternal, that they never disappeared or they never died, and that at the center of the black hole, anything that got trapped by the gravity, the massive gravity well, will go across the event horizon and then go down and be completely obliterated, pulled apart atom by atom. Much later, as he dug deeper into the research of the quantum field, he had a new epiphany. And he said to himself, wow, this is amazing. And when he did the math, guess what he discovered? He discovered what the ancients already knew, that information cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed. And that at the event horizon on the rim of this supermassive black hole exists all of the information from the entire galaxy. And that information right now is streaming towards us as it's being ejected in something called Hawking's radiation. And it's being forced directly at us. So these two giant streams are coming at the bottom and at the top, and the rest of it's coming straight across the galactic equator. So like I said before, we're in the right place at the right time. I want to read something real quick from Thoth, a.k.a. Tehuti, Jehuti, right? And many other names across into the Americas. He's known as Quetzalcoatl, Kukulkan, Lord Pakal, Viracocha. In Australia, he's known as Thoth Amabi. In Europe, he's known as Mercury, Odin, Thor. Many, many names across many eons. This guy lived for a very long time. But he wrote something that's very interesting, which is pertinent to what Dr. B was talking about, being in the right place at the right time. He says, wise words, although written by my decaying hand, remain imperishable through time. Imbued with the medicine of immortality by the All Master. He's talking about he's already has eternal life and understands how to permeate through eternal life. But he's got these wise words that he's writing into these tablets in his decaying hand because he moves from body to body over the eons. And he says, imbued with the medicine of immortality by the All Master, be unseen and undiscovered by all those who will come and go, wandering the wastelands of life. He's talking about securing the information and the knowledge at the time that he put it down and hide it, because it's not for the people of that era. It's not for the people of that day. He said, they're just wandering the wastelands of life. You probably heard me say before, a lot of people that are walking around, they're living, but they're not alive. A lot of them are just soulless avatars operating on matrix programming. They're just programs running around through the matrix. He says, be hidden until an older heaven births human beings who are worthy of your wisdom. We are the new human beings born under the new heaven. So we're the new human beings here at this particular time and this particular place that are being born to receive this information, this knowledge, and this wisdom was a time capsule. Well, that time capsule has expired, and we're here now to receive, for all those who want to allow, as Dr. B says, to receive this knowledge and this wisdom. And we're going to give it to you this Sunday at the Blueprint for God Power Part 2. I'm going to drop the link in the chat again one more time. But man, that's a powerful statement by Thoth, man. That's a powerful statement. Every time I read it, I get chills, you know? I put that in my book also. Just powerful stuff. What other things are you going to touch on Sunday, Dr. B?
I'm going to teach folks how to do these exercises. Mm. And these exercises go past your conscious mind. Because, see, the subconscious is the body mind. And there's certain movements are basically like sacred geometry. You know, they're moving certain parts of you just by the exercise, like even your eyes. Your eyes can be used as spiritual technology, where you're looking. When you talk to people, there's a certain way you look at them. There's a certain eye that you focus on. When you see the politicians, they have this little dance just before they all stand to take a picture. Everybody wants to be on the right. Whoever stands on the right is usually supposed to be energetically the most powerful. So they will keep moving and positioning themselves to get on the right. You see what I'm saying? There's a code. They know the code. They learn this. You see? But when you are looking with your eyes, you are accessing certain parts of yourself, the visual cortex, you know, the auditory cortex. You're tapping into certain parts of yourself. So when you understand, and exostand is stand outside. That's when you become the observer. To stand outside and watch the way you're talking. Watch the way you're looking when you're talking. There's a certain way to hold your head. Like Billy, he's always talking with his head a certain way. He's never going down. He's never going up too high. Because he's tapping into the source, and that kundalini energy can move through him without resistance. He can allow the energy that is coming through him to actually reach, you know, back and forth. Because a lot of people are damning themselves up.
Yeah,
they're the damned. They're the God damned. Because they haven't been taught to allow the flow to go through the river. There's a river of energy going in through the top of your head, the thinnest bones. It's like a lens. The energy goes down and it hits those glands in your head and down through what they call your chakra system, right to your solar plexus. All summer, spring and summer, we've been getting charged in our solar plexus. That's your inner sun. So now we're in fall. It's supposed to be fully charged. So you can use that as fuel, right, for the winter months. But a lot of people don't realize that they have this energy. The trees are doing it. That's why their leaves are falling. They're leaving the past. They're letting go of the things that they don't need anymore to go into the winter, because they need to, save energy. How do you save energy? Because a lot of us are so, you know, distracted that we're just burning out. Like you said, a lot of people, you know, are dead waiting on dirt. They're zombies. But they can awaken once they say, I am ready and willing to do that. Once they stop acting poor, broken, lonely. Because a lot of people, you know, they say, well, I don't have enough money to such and such. Well, I know people that didn't have any money went to go see Beyonce and spent $2,500. I'm like, how much? To go to a concert? Oh, man, it was crazy. It was the greatest thing. Because people will expend, you know, energy and money for an experience. That's the most powerful thing. It's not the stuff. It's the experience that the stuff brings. So there are tools, right? There are tools that will enhance our journey so that we can wake up quickly. Because ever since supernova 1987A was noticed, and it wasn't noticed by your mainstream scientists. These were like, you know, novices who found this, you know, this supernova, two supernovas happening at the same time to make a green eye. When that light from supernova 1987A hit the planet, everything began to change.
Yeah.
When it was noticed, that green light, that's when they were able to really look at the DNA and see what's going on. Of course, they didn't know that they were about to hit the mitochondrial DNA, and that's a whole other thing, and they can't figure that out. That's like, oh, that's some alien stuff. Wait a minute. Now, what is this about? But we, in even though less than 10% of our genes are what animating our life, less than 10%. The rest is what they call it junk DNA because they didn't get it, right? So that 10%, which may be your hair color, the way you talk, you know what I'm saying? You look like your family. In there is a code way at the root. That code, huh, is connected to the protein histidine. Oh my gosh, histidine? Mm. Look at histidine. What does histidine do? First, it has a lot to do with blood flow. It has a lot to do with circulation and currency. It also is the one of the proteins that has to do with the orgasmic bliss, true joy. You see, a lot of folks, we got to this point where we feel like something has to happen to feel joy. If you just start laughing and Billy's walking and all of a sudden he just breaks out laughing. But what's wrong, Billy? He's been laughing for like an hour. Something's wrong with him. He's in joy and something's wrong with him because he just left the farm. Now he's a black sheep. He's an apostate. He's moving out on his own. He's allowing himself to feel something without something happening. That whole thing where something's got to happen to, we got to have, something's got to happen. Why are you having a party? We just want to have a party. Can we just party? But the histidine allows you, right, when it's online in the right amounts, it allows you up to obtain the state of consciousness that you desire. Right now, because two different lines of genes are coming together right now.
Yeah.
That are turning on this ancient, right? Because it was turned off for a long time because we had the fall of man. You know, it's a sine wave. You know what I'm saying? Things that, you know, the incline, then it's a decline. It's a whole wave. Right. And that actually takes us through higher states of consciousness. We get better and better and better as we, you know, we're mutating, we're changing, we're growing.
Yeah.
But right now we're at this place. And it's just interesting that it's happening in October.
Mm.
In every October, I noticed something. Every October, that's when people go through the SAD, the seasonal affective disorder. Folks start tripping. Folks start shooting up stuff. Wars and stuff get started. It's why October? Because that's when people are in between seasons. Even though the season changed already, they're still kind of caught in the switch, in the change of the season. So people are caught off guard. And just to make sure you're off guard, they're going to have Halloween. And everybody's going to wear a mask and eat candy. And that candy and that sugar shuts down all the glands in your head. When that hypothalamus is paralyzed, you're done because you don't know when you've had enough. You don't know what you're seeing. You agree to things that you don't even want to agree with. Just go along with it. Trick or treat. You see? Then the day after a trick or treat, right, where you dress up with a mask, the day after that, I think it's All Souls Day, is it? That's next? Then it's All Saints Day. Did you know they have a ceremony that somebody who has been controlling time, controlling everything, every aspect of our society, they're doing a ritual at the end of October, the 8th, because 8 is the bridge. 8 is Eta, right? Eta is Theta, right? That's the bridge. An H looks like a bridge. A bridge between where? Here and there, heaven and hell. You, the new you and the old you.
Boom.
You got to be who you're going to be now. You must choose now because, let me tell you, you can just see what they got going on right now. You just turn on the 6 o'clock noose. Turn that on and you'll be hung out to dry because they're giving you so much stuff and playing with your nervous system so you don't really wake up. But we all are supposed to wake up right. Everybody has the ability to wake up right now. That's why we're giving the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can be ahead of everyone else. You can be one of the leaders and help people lead themselves out of their own hell. Are you ready? God Power 2. We're dropping it.
Oh, yeah. And that's a powerful, powerful statement there. You just ended with, you know, there, because we're talking about, are you ready to be a leader? One of the things I do when I hit these different like benchmarks of, you know, what they call followers on these social media accounts, if you add up all of my accounts across all the platforms, I have over 6 million followers. But I always make a post and say, I don't call you guys followers. When I hit a benchmark, I call you leaders. It's important to understand that we are the leaders. Those of you who are on here now, those of you who are going to attend the Blueprint for God Power, take your power role in leadership, right? In leadership and understanding that You have leadership potential, and you have a calling to be a leader. And it doesn't mean that you're browbeating everyone with your belief system or your all this new information. A leader becomes a student. And when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When the teacher is ready, the master will appear. And you have to realize that you're all three. You're the student, the teacher, and the master. So you become a wizard at how you disseminate information to the people, at how you drop seeds on people and understand the psychology behind saying specific things in specific times, when to be quiet, when to speak, when to say something and walk away, when to let people come to you by looking at the way you operate and live your life, just being the light, right? Being the lighthouse on the shoreline. You'll draw and attract people towards you. People who thought you were crazy before will begin to ask you questions. So it's time for a lot of you to take your leadership role and understanding that this is the time. And this is October, right? We're in the Ogdad. We're in a powerful time period right now. And the reason why we're giving you music is because music has a specific resonance, especially with the number eight. The number eight is associated with resonant frequencies, harmonics, and also vibrational patterns that literally are the fundamental basis of existence. And that's not me saying that. That's from a peer-reviewed scientific journal. If these peer-reviewed scientific journals are admitting to this, then what we're doing in the esoteric area in metaphysics, they're just backing us up, right? We're talking about the Ogdad. We're in a time right now where we're talking about alchemy. We're talking about resonance, harmonics, frequencies, and how to tap into them to access this God power. But there's a blueprint to get to that point, which is what we're going to be laying out this Sunday. So this workshop is going to be mind-blowing. It's going to be amazing, something that's going to be paradigm shifting. I always like to use that paradigm shifting, because when I see the comments that we're still getting from the Blueprint for God Power Part 1 from almost a year ago, I know that this one is going to be twice as powerful because of what we're going to be teaching and giving out, the wisdom and the knowledge we're going to be giving out in this one. A lot of applicable knowledge, meaning, like you hear me say all the time, knowledge is not power. That's an actual misstatement. Knowledge is not power. The application of knowledge is power. And what I love about Dr. B is he gives out knowledge with the technique for application. That's the blueprint for the God power. You see, that's the blueprint to get to the God power, to access your own God power. And I'm going to be doing the same thing. I'm going to be giving you knowledge, but the application. Let me teach you and lay out the actual application of this knowledge, because that is how you're going to have power. That's how you're going to tap into your own power. I can sit here and I can read 1,000 books and memorize every word on every single page. And I can just sit in that same spot until I pass away out of this, corporeal body. And then what did I do? How did I help the world by getting all of that knowledge? How did I help people? How did I transcend the realm of consciousness by getting that information and just storing it in my brain until I died? That was a waste of knowledge. It's the same parable as putting your gift underneath a rock, right? That's a biblical parable. When you get this knowledge and you're given the how to apply it, and you apply that knowledge and you begin to see the power that comes through that application, then now you're beginning to live in your God power. And then when you can then make that duplicatable and pass that on to others, that gives you again the eight, the oct. Why? Because what is the eight? It's the infinity symbol. So it becomes a consciousness virus that continues to transmit from generation to generation, gaining its own life force and its own infinite realm and its own infinite wave of potentials, reaching out to everyone, not only in this universe, but even in the multiverse. And so that's why this stuff is so, so important and so powerful. I dropped a link in the chat again. Make sure you guys register for this workshop on Sunday. There is a energy exchange that needs to happen. Now, Dr. B and I can sit here and give all this information out for free. We can just do a YouTube video and give it all out for free. But you know what's going to happen, Dr. B? People are going to have changing diapers. They're going to have Uber Eats coming to the house. Their friends are going to pop over unexpected, and they're going to get up while we're talking and spilling our brains out, right? In a digital, on a digital realm, they're walking around telling jokes and laughing, eating cookies and potato chips. Let me sit back down and watch this for a few minutes. Oh, so-and-so-and-so-and-so. Let me come over here, man. Let me talk to you about such and such. And then, so you know, there's gossip going on, and there's this and that going on, and nobody's paying attention to what we're doing. That's not going to happen. You're going to have to make a specific type of energetic sacrifice to get this wisdom and this knowledge to prove yourself to be an adept initiate. You're going to have to make that too. When you make that sacrifice, I guarantee you, you're going to sit down and you're going to listen. You're going to take notes. You're going to participate. You're going to actually apply what you learn. And if you can't even watch the whole thing at once, you'll watch the replay, not only once, but you'll watch it over and over and over again. The God Power Part 1 was replayed over 8,300 times by the people that bought the tickets. That's incredible. That means every person watched it at least twice. So, but people who don't pay for anything, their value is not connected to the knowledge. And when there's no value connected to the knowledge, people tend to just be human beings, right? Stray off, veer off, get distracted. This is too important. This is too important to be for somebody just to be sitting there not taking it as serious as it's supposed to be. And that's just a fact. That's an absolute fact. Dr. B is going to spend 15, 20 hours cultivating his lecture, his teachings. I'm going to spend 15, 20 hours out of my time doing the same thing. And outside of forbidden knowledge, if you knew what I made per hour on my other companies and what I'm actually losing to do this, you'd probably gasp. You would gasp when you found out how much 20 to 25 hours of my time actually cost me, because it's a loss. That energy I won't get in those areas because I'm distracted to not distracted, but I'm pivoting my energy towards this for you guys. So same thing Dr. B is doing as well, right? And so, but we feel that it's that important. This is that important for us to do. And we're living in a new era and a time that's right. We're in the perfect place at the perfect time to disseminate this knowledge and this wisdom. And we want to be able to share with people that are ready and willing to allow themselves to receive this knowledge. And that's why there's a fee for this knowledge and why it's not just be carelessly just given away so that it can be tossed around like an old T-shirt. All right. This is important information, and that's why there's a fee. I'm going to drop the link in the chat for you guys again. I'll be teaching some incredible stuff on this, amazing Sunday coming up. I'll give you just a couple of bullet points that I'm going to be going over. I'll be teaching a guided multiverse meditation. Along with that guided multiverse meditation, I'm actually going to add something else that I talked to Brother Rich about, Dr. B, which is my guided dream system. How do I go into my guided dream so I don't have random dreams, so that I actually have dreams that actually are, I call them profitable dreams. Not that they make money profit, but that I get something out of my dreams. I'm not just aimlessly going into dreams and then coming up trying to figure out what all this ambiguous information means. I go into my dreams with a mission, and I'm going to teach people how to do that as well. I'm going to teach you how to access the hemisync and create a focused beam of thought and consciously reprogram yourself on the cellular level. Also, you're going to get my super mind learning technique. My super mind learning technique, which so many people have begged me to teach them over the years. I've only talked to a couple of people in person. There are a couple of mentees that I've actually had that I've actually sat with them and taught them my super mind learning technique. How did I read over 1,000 books, scriptures, papyruses, cylinder scrolls, and everything else, and be able to retain that information? I'm going to show you the technique for that, which includes speed reading, which I'm going to teach you my technique for speed reading, as well as how to read two books at the same time, one audio and one physical book simultaneously, and be able to learn how to gain more comprehension with that learning method. And also how to read energy fields and so much more. This is going to be one of those incredible workshops that you'll probably never see this type of workshop again. I mean, this was, I don't know what that'd be. This one's at the top, man. It's a lot of information.
You know, it always just blows me away. It blows me away how, you know, you and I didn't sit and talk about how we were going to do this. No.
No.
You were just talking about the dreams. Well, I'm going to teach people how to do a dream time meditation, which is something you do just before you go to sleep. In the theta state, in that dreamy state in between sleeping and awake, which is where the like meditation is created.
Yeah,
where you can seed, put the seeds in the fertile subconscious that will germinate and be getting watered for the time that you're asleep. And when you awake, you've given your subconscious a command. Your subconscious isn't just controlling you. You gave it the commands to do what it's doing. You're the captain. You're the CEO. You see, you're the wind in the sails of your own ship. You just don't remember it. You see, so that. We're developing, in this class, we'll be teaching you how to develop what's called the whole brain state.
Mm-hmm.
Where your conscious and your subconscious mind are balanced and what? They're focused on the same goal. A lot of times your subconscious has got these programs from the past, right? And all these beliefs and experiences, whether they're good or bad, they're all online. They're all happening right now because there's no time, right?
Yeah.
And your conscious mind is saying, I want this, I want that. But the subconscious is saying, no, you can't have it because you don't feel worthy of it. Even though but I'm conscious now, I got the African clothing and I got a crystal and sage. The subconscious says, we don't care nothing about that. We're more powerful than crystals and sage and all of that because we've been getting programmed through millennia. Some of your subconscious came from your parents. That little bit of DNA, that little small piece is packed with a lot of stuff. And some of it comes from how you were raised. It comes from the things you heard in a grocery store, four aisles over, 40 decibels down. That little sound can be encoded until you learn how to break the spell. One of the ways to break the spell is your language. How many times have you wanted something? Want. That means that's the desire without action. Want. Worshipping. Your subconscious does not know the difference between worship and worship.
Mm.
When you're worshiping, it says fight. The word work to the subconscious is the same energy field as war.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go to work. It's going to be hard. And you learn the language of struggle. It's not aligned with your goal. So there's a way to speak that aligns you with the goal that you're moving towards. And you begin to think from the goal. With this special technique, you're thinking from it as if you're already there. The subconscious says, we're there. Activate every cell and every gene as if we're already there.
Yeah.
The whole brain state is when all parts of your mindset and your body and the biosphere and the magnetosphere around you are charged with the goal mind. What is the goal? A lot of people, you ask them, what is their goal? What would you really like? Well, you know, I don't want to have disease and I don't want to be sick and I don't want to be broke and I don't want to break up and I don't want to. What would you like? What would you like? What is the destination? Well, you know, what do you mean, Dr. B? No, you came to see me. What would you like? Where would you like to end up? And it takes me some time, an hour to work with clients. When I was seeing clients I was attempting not to see clients because it was just so much to deal with, to get people to what it is they truly even desire. Because they're used to the undesirable. You got to outwit the devil within them for like an hour and do sparring with the devil to get them to wake up and say, what is it you desire? Sometimes it's not even the money you would like to access. You'd like to travel the world. So can we imagine right now you're traveling the world? What does that feel like? What would it feel like? There's a thing called the mind map. We're going to do a mind map. In a mind map, we can find out the symbols, Brother Billy.
Yeah.
That are connected to the thing you desire.
Yeah.
There's symbols that are attached to it. In a mind map, your subconscious will show you the symbols, the words, the sounds, the taste, and the smell that's connected to your what? Goal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could write that down and you know what they are, and you could make a little map and just look at this every day and prioritize your life by first looking at what is my goal? Because a lot of times when you wake up, you forget what your goal was yesterday because, you know, you wake up and you're not sure who you are. You don't know if you're a ladybug or stick. You don't know. So it's about reminding yourself and readjusting yourself and realize that on a journey, 90% of your journey is course correction.
Right.
If you're on an airplane, you just don't fly straight to the thing. It's course correction. The driving a car is course correction. So here you are over here on the rocks and you're upset and you're mad and you're talking about what the world did to me and you're a victim. Mm. The minute you live as a victocrat, you lose energy. As long as you're angry for more than 7 minutes, you're angry. You might have a mood. If you have a mood, right, for 28 days, that mood becomes a temperament. It's a temperament. After 3 months, the temperament becomes your character. Mm. And you might say, I'm conscious. I read all these books. And, you know, okay, you read all that stuff. That's really intelligent. But then there is an intuitive intelligence where you're in the moment and you're improvising. I'm quite sure, Billy, when you was over in Egypt, you had to improvise that many times. You couldn't. If they gave you a map of how to get into the king's chamber or whatever, you still had to improvise. The air is different. The water is different. The food is different. The people are different. And even when you said, you didn't say you took 30, how many people? You said souls.
130.
You said souls. 130 souls.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all heard what he said. He didn't say people. Souls are different than people.
Yeah.
This is a whole thing. So you think you're what you think you've decided and chosen that you are, that was what elected and selected for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to vote. Every time you go to vote, you're voting and somebody's what using your electrons for you to vote for something outside of yourself. Instead of, like Billy says, voting, electing self. We have to now. And this is it, y'all. If you're not ready to choose yourself, if you're not ready to choose your family, you're not ready to choose the ascension process, because, you know, you may go through things that, you know, tries to talk you out of the ascension process. Friends, family, food. You see what I'm saying? Choices, habits. Yeah. Let me just go out here and gamble one more time. No, this is it. And if you watch the news, I watched the news the other night and I couldn't believe. I didn't know what was really happening.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, wow, it's October. They're scrambling your mental eggs. Getting you confused, getting you involved in something that you don't even know what it is. If you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. It's an illusion. It's not about what you think it is. When they're saying to look left, you better look right. Because this is the time of choosing. This is the great divide. This is the time where you must choose. And if you don't have the blueprint, you're going to get the blueprint. You'll never have an excuse to say, I wasn't there. Because a lot of people, they say, man, I should have invested in Bitcoin. I should have did this. I should have did that because I didn't know it was going. I should have invested in capital and Apple. Yeah. We're telling you right now, there's something to invest in. And it's you. Because the change that's happening, the wind, the cosmic wind that's coming through now, it may not come again. This is something happening right now energetically that has never happened before. So we're saying, come on, let's ride this rocket. Witchcraft. Yeah. Witchcraft, which vehicle, which ship is yours? Witchcraft, that's a question. Witchcraft, what do? Is it water? You work with water, you work with plants. You just work with consciousness and ego. Or are you ready to fly? We can all levitate right now together. So we're saying that the most powerful beings on the planet are coming together. So we're coming together in this new community called the God Power Community. Come join us. Let's ride.
Come join us. It's going to be amazing. That was incredible, Dr. B. Man, you hit every point. It's just the people listening, if they're really listening right now just to this YouTube video, they're getting applicable knowledge. Knowledge that they can get that will cause you to reflect on yourself, to look at that virtual proverbial mirror and see yourself for who you are and where you are and begin to make macro adjustments. Which those adjustments, those micro adjustments will turn into macro adjustments over time. I dropped a link in the chat one more time there for you guys. Please check it out and make sure you click that link and register for the Blueprint for God Power Part 2. It's going to start at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this Sunday, and it's going to go all the way to 7. We have a full day planned for you. If you can't watch the entire show at once, or the workshop or class at once, don't worry. You have a link that is good for you for eternity. In other words, as long as you want to go back and watch it, you'll be able to replay it over and over and over again. You can play it on iPhones, Android phones, laptops, tablets. You can play it on your TV. So you can play it on any device that you want. So there's no way you can say, well, I can't watch this. And you can replay it unlimited amounts of times. So if you can't sit there for the whole 12 hours because you have work or you have another engagement to go to or whatever, at least register for the event. Get your tickets. If you're listening to this on an audio podcast, the link is in the caption. If you're looking at this on YouTube, the link is also in the caption of this video. All right. And before we wrap this up, I have to take my quick commercial break because we got to do these now on the Forbidden Podcast Network. But I want to play you a very short video, which it talks about round three. It's only about, I don't know, 45 seconds, but it's about round three with Forbidden Knowledge. Hey everyone, it's Billy Carson here, aka Forbidden Knowledge. If you've ever wanted to invest in a company that's going places, you need to take a look at us. Remember, in round one, shares were only a dollar each as our pre-money valuation came in at $20 million. Not bad for a startup, right? We did phenomenal numbers months later where our pre-money valuation went up to $30 million and share prices went up to $1.50, looking really good for the investors. And our pre-money valuation is now $50 million. As we've continued to grow and expand the company, share prices have gone up again to $2.50. If you've ever wanted to get involved with a company that's going places, that's building, that's growing and expanding, if you ever wanted to earn and learn, you should look at Forbidden Knowledge. Make sure you click the link, read up on all the information about us, and make an educated decision to join the Forbidden Knowledge family today. All right. And with that being said, this is a great podcast tonight. I just want to tell you guys, you know, there's so much knowledge that exists. I'm sure, Dr. B, you haven't even given out 0.1% of the total amount of information that you truthfully really have gained over the decades. And neither have I. And I'm sure the same with you as me is that we release information in times when we feel the people are ready for that level of knowledge. Because, for example, in God Power Part 2, a lot of this information we've never taught before. A lot of this information is all new, and you won't really be able to find this by just saying, oh, I'll just go on YouTube and learn this myself. We're giving you another level. And Thoth from ancient Kemet, he says, the highest knowledge is unutterable. So we haven't even gotten to that level yet. There's a lot more knowledge to gain. This is a lifelong journey, and we're looking forward to sharing that journey with you all coming up this Sunday. I'm going to drop the link in the chat one more time. Dr. B, you want to tell everyone where they can find you?
You can find me at elevationtime.com. That's elevationtime.com. And also on IG, Doctah, D-O-C-T-A-H, Be Serious Like the Star. And also on Facebook. The website is elevationtime.com, and there is a link there on the front page, the homepage, so that you can also, you know, join the workshop and also get on the email list, because there's a lot of things that we're doing coming soon that you'll want to be involved with. And we just don't always put it out publicly. Billy, you mentioned something about, you know, us as a people. We're going through this morphogenesis, this change, this shift, right, where we're changing, we're morphing. You see, for many years, our blood became based in iron because we were so far from the center of the galaxy. There's a whole 26,000 year cycle, actually between 24 and 26,000 years, right?
A great year.
The great year, the sidereal day. And at a certain point, we're so far, our blood turns into more iron. When the blood is gold, when we're closer to the center of the galaxy or Hanabku or the great center, right? Are you aware out there, y'all, that right now our blood is at the point where it's about to become gold again? Now, it just doesn't happen. You have to be in the right mind state. You have to have your hemisync, your whole brain state, your daily exercises, and your affairs in order. You have to put yourself under pressure. You have to get away from the mainstream and what they're showing you and get into the inner you. And some people say, well, why y'all calling this God power when God is this and God is that? God is a code name for you. There's nothing out there more powerful than what's in here. The whole universe is based on you. We're like a huge network, and we're all networking together to create this situation. Whether it's wars in the world and the crazy weather, we're creating that. But you couldn't have that without having its opposite. So if there's a whole lot of war going on over here, at the same time, there's a lot of love and harmony going on. There's more people who are creating love than ever. There's more people who are making love out of the things that are not love than ever. And you only need 10,000 people on the planet vibrating at the 500 level, right, of true love to affect 250,000. So if 10,000 people are vibrating at what's true love, not just like a lot, not just the words of love and the symbols and the emojis of love, but the emojis of love. You know, if 10,000 people vibrating at the level of true love affects 250,000 people. So that's one person vibrating at 500, right? Affects 250,000 people. So then you only need 10,000 people to actually balance and harmonize the whole planet. There's 10,000 people always on this planet vibrating in true love. They're not in the mainstream all the time. You may not have heard them. They may have not have a lot of followers. Somebody may be sitting there on a mountain right now, you know, with a blade of grass in their mouth, who's emanating this energy. You don't have to be in the limelight. You don't have to be famous to be the leader. Sometimes the leader is the quietest one. You see them, the smallest crumb that falls from the table is the crumb divine. You don't need the whole cake. One particle, one piece of sand is a piece of the whole beach. You're the lighthouse. You don't wait till there's a boat on the horizon to turn your light on. That light is on. So you be it no matter what you're seeing, and realize that you're in mastery mode. Right now, it's time. This is the time. What we started in January is a whole wave of energy and people who have shifted everything. The whole planet has shifted since January the 7th when we did God Power 1. Well, the reason why we're doing God Power 2 on the 29th this Sunday, there's a reason. If you look at the numerology and the frequency and the angle of light, there's a reason that Billy went to the pyramids and brought that whole energy. I was watching him and Elizabeth. They were doing a podcast. I think it was earlier today, yesterday. They looked like somebody else. And look at their eyes. It's like the same folks that went. Something shifted. But for you to be able to gain some of the energy that he has brought back and allowed, I can tell. Look at him now. You can tell this is not the same Billy Carson. Some people say, well, he's a clone. Look, half the people on the planet are clones. Let's get away from that. You ain't the same person you were years ago. Your cells are changing every day. There's new cells every day coming online. You get a new stomach every month. You get new skin. You get new everything. You get new bones in 7 years. So you're not the same person. So stop trying to be the same person. What? Go through the morphogenesis of waking up to the time that's already within you. Wake up to the power that's already been there on the hard drive. You just didn't know how to access it. So you don't want to talk about what they did to you. It's not about being a victim anymore. It's about coming together in love and finding true love. And true love is when you get to this place where you're peaceful, you're grateful in advance, and you learn these exercises that will cause an exorcism of the things that have been holding us for thousands of years. The farmers are gone right now. The farmers are fighting with the other farmers. So the gate is open. You could leave. You could leave the gate. You could leave the farm right now because there was no farm. You went to the grocery store, and for many years, you went to the grocery store thinking something was growing there. There's nothing growing at the grocery store, but you still shopped, right? Then you went to the pharmacy, and you saw no farm, but you still shopped. Now it's time to become the life force, because we are now, our blood can become gold once we become sorcerers. We are not apprentices anymore. We are the sorcerers if we claim it. And if we have the blueprint, and you can't do it by yourself, you need a crew. You need a team. So you have a team. You have a family right here. The Forbidden Knowledge family. Brother Rich, Dr. B, the Elevation Time Foundation family. We're here for you, by you, from you. So let's ride, y'all. Let's ride the love train. I'll see y'all all this Sunday, right? Sunday at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Bring your pencils, pen, get comfortable. Perhaps a lot of water.
Yeah.
We'll take a little break so you can go use the potty.
Yeah, we're going to have the potty breaks.
We will have potty breaks. But the music that's that we're working on right now, I'm about to go back to the studio now. Oh, and one thing, the language piece. I'm going to talk about how to obtain the language of empowerment.
Mm.
The sound from your fifth chakra.
Yeah.
That actually creates the expression that moves you towards your desire. Mm. This is something that we haven't talked about. There's a certain way of speaking that vibrates your DNA at such a high level. Because most of your language is confusing. It's in English. It's in English. It's in Anglo. I don't know what you really mean. A lot of words that we use don't really even hit. We don't even know what they are. Don't, shouldn't, couldn't. What the heck is that? We have to speak very concisely, very clearly. And there's words that move you towards, right, your goal, and words that move you away. So your language is either your lockdown or your liberator. Mm. This Sunday, we're going to get right into the language of empowerment. I'm so excited, Billy. It's good to see you again, man. I'm glad you're back. Yeah. And we have to sit and share. We're going to really talk about this because I know there's some things that's almost ineffable. It can't be spoken. But whatever you can speak in English, man, I'd like to share. And anything I can do to help you and the world. I'm here to help at this particular time. That's why I've come at this time too. Do my very best to give out everything that I can give. And I'm going to give them more than I've ever given this Sunday.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you. ElevationTime.com, Dr. B. Serious. He's going to bring the knowledge. You have to be there. It's going to be incredible. Man, I'm so looking forward to this, man. And I can't wait to definitely sit down with you and talk to you about some of the things that we discovered in Egypt. As a matter of fact, in December, I'm going back again because we have to document some of these new discoveries, you know, prepare them for a later time where we're going to release them to the world. But we discovered something so incredible, so mind-blowing, I can't even speak on it yet. But I'll be back in Egypt in December. I'm literally going to go get married in December on an island in the South Pacific, and I'm flying straight from that island straight back to Egypt to document this discovery and then coming back to the United States. So just, man, so much. it's a lot. It's a lot. But again, this is why we do these workshops and these classes and these teachings, because we have to disseminate this information. We can't hoard the knowledge. We have to disseminate it in a way that people can comprehend it, discern it, and then begin to actually apply it. So yeah, looking forward to it. Everyone, make sure you get the link. The link is in the caption of this video. If you're listening to the audio, it's in the caption of this audio. I'll drop the link one more time in the live chat. We're going to get out of here tonight. It's been a great spending time with Dr. B. I haven't talked to him in a little while because of the trip, but looking forward to getting back in sync with you. And oh, by the way, Dr. B, people were asking for you in Egypt. They were asking for you. People were looking for you. They were looking for you out there.
Really?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Looking for me in Egypt?
Look, three people came up to me. Where's Dr. B? Is he here?
I was there with you. In you. My crystalline self. Wow.
So I thought that was pretty cool, man. That was pretty cool. You know, three people came up. They were like, look, where's Dr. B? Is he here? Is he going to be on this trip? They were looking forward to meeting you in Egypt. So maybe next year, maybe next year you make that journey. But the people were definitely looking for you out there in Egypt.
Thank you very much. Yes. And there's a lot of journeys that we're doing some retreats at Elevation coming up in 2024. And real quick, you know, 2024 is a 8 vibration. The whole year is an 8. This was a 7. This month is the 8 that begins us, right, that gets us ready for the huge 8, the big 8. And some of the music that I'm making for the soundtrack for God Power is recorded in 6/8 and 4/32 and 5/28 frequencies, which creates a change, a harmonic shift. Whether you like it or not, you'd go into a state. You know, and then that state is the ascension state where you actually can close your eyes and rise and allow yourself to be yourself, to be your best self. That's what time it is. This is it, y'all. Let's rise.
This is it. This is it, guys. This is absolutely it. We'll see you on Sunday. Dr. B, thank you again, man.
Thank you, brother.
Looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. If you have anything, anything at all that comes up or whatever, just hit me up. I'm available again now. I'm finally getting myself settled back in.
Yes.
You know, I was riding high. I had to take like 3 days to just sit back and just like let my body just, you know, marinate in what happened. But we're back now.
I don't think you're back yet. I can tell, man. I saw you blur. I can see you blurring. It's like three of you at certain points, man. I don't think you'll ever be back. Each time,
not the way it was before. No, not the way it was before. But let me tell you,
that's
man.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good thing. Incredible. Congratulations. Incredible.
I took some people to see the Halls of Amenti that Thoth talks about. It actually wasn't his halls. It was his dad's halls, the Enki's Halls of Amenti. And I took them to the regeneration chambers that are talked about in the Emerald Tablets. They got to actually touch them. Some of them have radioactive stickers on them because each and every individual one of those 80-ton stone boxes are magnetized crystal granite. They're also slightly radioactive. So they have, if you use a Geiger counter, you can see that they're slightly higher than the background radiation. They're energy chambers. But that's a whole other podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Deep beneath the sands of the Sahara Desert.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that journey. And I'm really excited about this Sunday. And my highest choice is that you can deliver some of that energy for all of us here and what you've been doing and what, you know, where you come from, where you've been is teaching a lot of us, you know, to rise. And as Dick Gregory says, this is the time. Dick Gregory said that this is the time for us to make our move and stop waiting to make the change, become the change, and stop waiting to be saved, save ourselves, lift ourselves up, and get out of the victim, poor me architect and become wealthy.
Yeah.
Become wealthy, healthy, and wise right now. We all have it. You just need the blueprint. Yeah. Thank you.
That's right. All right. Everyone out there, we love you, man. Third Eye Love. Peace. Love. We'll see y'all next time. Please make sure you click the like button and please share.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right. 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.